Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to our Thursday morning Shira at the Young Israel of Woodmere. We are a couple days away from Tisha B'Av. We are moving through these mournful 9 days when we commemorate Churban Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Sheni, Galos, and the exile of our people, which we are still currently in. Just public service announcement, 1:30 on Sunday, which is Tisha B'Av. I'll be giving my annual Tisha B'Av Shir at the Young Israel of Woodmere. So if you would like to join 1:30, which is after Chatzot, maybe some of you have joined us in past years. I don't even like to say Be'ezrat Hashem, because I don't think that Hashem wills us or wants us to have to mourn on Tisha B'Av. But I will be speaking at 1:30 in the afternoon this coming Sunday, Tisha B'Av. Someone asked if the class will be Zoomed. It's still a suffix. We're not sure. Okay, I will have to let you know if you want to find out. Either email me tomorrow maybe or later today. It was supposed to be not Zoomed. Then the announcement went out that it would be Zoomed. So we're deciding if it's going to be Zoomed or not. I'm waiting for instructions from my higher up, so I don't know. The original plan was in person only. Okay, so let us learn. We are going to be talking again once about Inyanei Diyoma, just like we did last week. As we are in this period of Bein HaMitzarim and mourning for Churban and Galus, so we are going to be talking about the topic of the day. We are going to be learning a very, very beautiful and very powerful piece of Rabbi Soloveitchik, the Rav Zatzal, in helping us understand the significance of this time period. However, we are going to be starting in Shir HaShirim. I mentioned that you must have a handout from the Bima, so please make sure to get one. I'm going to screen share. My understanding is, I apologize to all the Zoom people. I don't know how it happened, but last week I was screen sharing an OU Shir and not the Young Israel of Woodmere handout. I apologize. I didn't realize till after the Shir. So can you see this Shir? And it says on top, Young Israel of Woodmere, 9 days, 5781. Yes? So that means this is the right Shir. Okay, so what we're going to be doing is starting in a perek in Shir HaShirim. But first, I want to just tell you what Rashi says into Shir HaShirim before we look at this perek inside. According to Rashi, the Megillah of Shir HaShirim, which is one of the Chav Dalet books of Tanakh, one of the Chav Dalet Sifrei Kodesh that make up our holy canon. So according to Rashi, what is Shir HaShirim? So on the pshat, it is a love story, of course, between a woman and a man, between a maiden and the lover that she seeks and that he seeks out her. But according to Rashi, the Megillah of Shir HaShirim is a mashal. A mashal is an allegory or a parable of a young and beautiful woman who becomes engaged and then married to her beloved, and she marries her king. Soon after the marriage, the woman is unfaithful. This is Rashi's pshat into Shir HaShirim. The woman is unfaithful and he sends her away. Soon after the marriage, she becomes unfaithful. He sends her away and she has the status of living widowhood. Haisa ke'a. Almana. She is like an almana, but she is not an almana. That's what the first pasuk says in Megillas Eicha, that Jerusalem is in a state of living widowhood. She is like a widow, although her husband is still alive. But his love for her remains strong, even though he sends her away. It's a consequence of her unfaithfulness. He watches over her at all times to protect her from behind the scenes. And when she resolves to come back to him and to be faithful once again, he will take her back with a complete love. So that is the mashal. What is the nimshal? What is the moral? What is the lesson? The nimshal is that the people of Israel were engaged and betrothed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Matan Torah. It was a marriage, and very soon after our marriage to God at Matan Torah, we too were unfaithful. We were unfaithful by Chet HaEgel, we were unfaithful by Chet HaMeraglim, and therefore the Ribono Shel Olam, the husband, so to speak, felt it necessary to send the people away, just like the maiden was sent into exile. The Bnei Yisrael were sent into exile. We know famously, Maseches Tainis, Chof Tes Amar Aleph, Atem Bechisim Bechir Shachinim, Ani Kovei Lecha Bechira Ledoros. The people cried on that night, but Midbar 14:1, what night did they cry? The Gemara there says that they cried on the night of Tisha B'Av. So Hashem says, you're crying for no reason. I will establish a crying for generations. So like the husband or the king sent the maiden, the princess away, so too the Ribono Shel Olam sends us away. However, he always stands and watches us from behind the scenes, even while we have been sent away. He forgave her. He forgave her for the first sin. He forgave her for another sin. But once his patience was exhausted, the maiden was forced to wander away from the palace of the king. Ultimately, she realizes someone can't get into Shir. That's because there's a special password and people are not aware of what it is. I'd like to just send it to her, even though I don't usually interrupt myself, because I feel bad that she can't get in, but it's not loading. All right. Something changed. Yes, something changed. You people are alive, so it's not an issue. But for the Zoom people, something did change. So the nimshal is that the Ribono Shel Olam, I just want to tell her the passcodes because I feel bad. She's faithful. She used to come live before Shir, before COVID. All right, let's go back. Okay. Ultimately, the maiden realizes that it is better for her with the king than for with foreign gods. It is better for Knesset Yisrael to be with the Ribono Shel Olam than to be with other gods, of course. And when she seeks him out once again, he will not accept her. The king will not accept the maiden back without full teshuvah. But during all the time of exile, he watches over her from behind the shutters. Mashgiach min hachalonot, meitzitz min hacharikim. The Ribono Shel Olam pasuk from Shir Hashirim is always watching over us, and ultimately when the maiden realizes it's better to be with the king, she wants to come back to him, but he won't accept her without full teshuvah. So Shir Hashirim is really a metaphor for not only the love between Knesset Yisrael and the Ribono Shel Olam, but according to Rashi, Shir Hashirim is a metaphor for our galus, our initial marriage with God, our betrayal of God. God sends us away because of our sins, yet he always, he neza omeid achar kosoleinu, meshkiach min achalarnot, meitzitz min acharikim. The Ribono Shel Olam is always watching over us, and he will only take us back even once we start to search for him, once we have done complete teshuva. So we're going to look at a particular perek of Shir Hashirim, and that is perek hey, the entire perek, beginning with pasuk aleph, going through Pasuk Ted Zion. So on my screen, you could see it right here. You said you could see the right sheet, right? Esther, you're the only one I could see right now. Yes, it says Basi the Gani. Okay, very good. Should I make it a little bigger for you? Or is, can you see? Should I make it a little bigger? All right. So let us look at this psukim, and you have the English translation. Shir Hashirim is very poetic, and it is full of love, and for myself, I need help, and therefore I gave you the English translation as well. So that's a good Shir Hashirim, Perek Hey, Pasuk Aleph. For the people here, I mentioned there are handouts on the bima. If you don't have one right here at the corner, please go get one. You do need it for Shir, okay? Keep coming, four corners, check the corner closest to me, and you will see it right there. Okay, so let's look at this beautiful Perek. Basi Lagani, I have come, now that we know what Shir Hashirim is based on Rashi's Pshat, so we understand the context of the parak that we are reading. Basi Lagani, Achosi, I have come to the garden, my sister. Achosi, Kala, Arisi, my bride. Arisi Mori, I have gathered imbisami, I gathered my myrrh with my spice. So what is myrrh? I looked it up. Myrrh is, it's some sort of dripping from the tree, if maybe some of you know what it is. It's a fragrant gum resin obtained from certain trees and used for perfumes, medicine, and incense, just so we know what we're talking about. It's used for perfumes, so maybe she is adorning herself in perfumes. Myrrh, M-Y-R-R-H, pronounced myrrh. So I've gathered my myrrh with my spice. Achalti ya'ari im divshi, I've eaten my sugar cane with my sugar, with my sweetness, like from Deval sugar. Shasisi yeni, I have drank my wine im chalavi, with my milk. So it's very rich metaphors of indulgence in the garden and perfumery. Perfumery, is that a word? Yeah, maybe, could be. Perfumes and wines and fat milk. Ichlu re'im, eat, my friends. Shisu, drink. Vishichru, become drunk, Dodim, my beloved. So after eating such a meal of wine and milk and perfume, you're going to pass out. So I go to sleep. Aniyushena. So she goes to sleep. How much could you tolerate? Aniyushena. This is a very famous pasuk, the next pasuk from Shir HaShirim. Aniyushena, I'm sleeping. But even while I'm sleeping, v'libi er, my heart is awake. Kol do di do fake. Oh my gosh, there's a knock at the door, but I'm like drunk. Pishchili, and my beloved is at the door. And he says, open the door for me. Achosi, you are my sister, terms of endearment. Romantic terms of love. Ra'ayasi, my beloved, Yonasi, my dove, Tamasi, my pure one. Please open the door. Sheroshi nimla tal, my head is full of dew. Kivutsosai risise laila. My head is with the locks. The locks of my head are full with the drops of night. So she has gone to sleep because she was having some party in the garden. Knesset Yisrael goes into Galus, and Knesset Yisrael has a party, and we think it's so good, and we become a little bit drunk, and we become intoxicated, and it's so wonderful, and we call of our friends, and we say, you should also have a drink, and you should also celebrate, and let's have some perfume, and then we go to sleep. And then the Ribbono Shel Olam knocks on her door, and he says, open the door. I love you. Knesset Yisrael, come back to me. Remember the mitzvos. Remember Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Remember our covenant at Har Sinai. Remember under the chuppah, I said, Hareya Mikudesha Li B'Torah Zu Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. Open the door. I love you so much. I'm waiting. And what does the beloved say? I should say, what does Knesset Yisrael say to the beloved? And I found this so compelling. Again, we're going to go to a piece of the Rav after we go through this parak. But I found this so interesting because look what appears in this pasuk. So it's parak hey, pasuk gimel. There you are on the screen. Pashatiti et kutaniti. I already took off my ksones. I took off my coat for the night. I just got undressed. I had a party in the garden, we ate, we drank, I'm drunk, I'm sleeping, I'm in Galus, I think it's so wonderful here. Vashliya kedas ein ones, ki kain yisad al melech, I'll call you das v'din. I took a shower, I got into bed, I took off my cloak. Eichecha al b'shana. I should get up and get dressed again? How can I get up? How can I get dressed? Rachatz diat raglai, I already took a shower, I was dirty from the garden, I came home. And I took a bath, and I took a shower, and I'm in bed now. Eichecha atanfeim. I should get up and soil my feet? How has this happened? That Knesset Yisrael has fallen asleep in Galus. And when the Ribbono Shel Olam knocks on our door, we're in such a drunken stupor of exile, of sin, of myrrh, and wine, and milk, and friends in the garden, and we think it's so good here, and God knocks on the door. Remember the mitzvos, remember Torah, remember the covenant, remember Eretz Yisrael, and you say, oi, eichecha al bashana, rachatz diat raglai, eichecha atanfeim. God, you want me to get up and follow you? I shall let you in? How? If God knocks on the door and we say, how can we get dressed? How can we dirty our feet? And the consequence is, Eicha Yashva Bedad Ha'ira Basiyam. You don't want to let me in, says God. You're too tired. You can't get off the bed. You're so comfortable that you don't want to make room for the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Yerushalayim will sit in solitude because we did not want to come back to her. Yerushalayim will cry with her tears upon her cheeks. There will be no one to comfort her because all of her friends have committed trespass and treason against her. Dodi shalach yado min hachor. But my beloved, God loves us so much, he doesn't give up on us. So he sends forth his hand. There's a peephole, there's a keyhole. And God tries to put his hand forth just to reach us. Umei hamu Allah. But wait a minute, I realize I'm making a mistake. I should get up and put on my robe again. I should get my feet dirty. It's worth it to open the door for my beloved. And he's sticking his hand through the door, through the keyhole. And all of a sudden, umei hamu alav, and about him and for him, my insides stir. Kamti ani liftoach ledodi. So I got up, and you know what? I'm going to open the door. Fine, God, I'll let you in. V'yadai natfu mar, v'etzbotai mar, over al kapot haminu'al. But wait a minute, my hands were dripping with myrrh. My fingers were flowing with myrrh upon the handles of the lock. I try and open the door, because the beloved's trying to stick his hand in to come into me. And when I get there, I find all those perfumes. They're all dripping all over my hands, and I try and open the door. Patachti ani ledodi. So I open the door for my beloved. Okay, I'm going to let you in. I got up. I was so tired. I was already fast asleep. Remember, says Rashi, it's all a metaphor for us who have been chastised and kicked out of the house of God. We have been sent to exile. And this is what happens to us in Golos. We think it's so good here. We have such a plethora of everything here. From Gashmius to Ruchnius, there's so much. We're so fortunate to live in such a time in a community where we have so much. From food, to restaurants, to yeshivos, to shiurim, to Sifrei Kodesh, to libraries and Sifrei Chol. There's so much for us here. We even have siyumim during the 9 days. Who remembers our 9 day siyum shir for a couple years ago? It was halachic, if anyone remembers. No? No one remembers? Not one person? Yes? Thank you. Even if you have nothing to do with the Torah learning, you still go, because you can't be a week without eating meat. I called my friends to the garden. Eat, drink, let's get drunk. I'm not talking about if your son or your husband or your brother or your Tom and makes a siyum. No one you know. You don't even know them, but you go, because you can't be a week without steak. It's so wonderful here. I should think about Yerushalayim. It's wonderful. Carving station, sushi bars, drinks in abundance, Fleischfest, amazing. And God knocks on the door and I say, Oi, Eichecha, Atanfeim, I should get my feet dirty for you. I should travel back to Jerusalem for you. I'm so tired. I just took off my coat from the party. I should put it on again. I'm in bed. Well, my beloved doesn't give up, and he knows that deep down, I really want to be with him. So he sticks his hand in the door. So I say, fine, you know what? My insides, I feel something. There's some sort of excitement and passion. So I get up, and I'm going to open the door. Kamti ani. Oh, I said that already. And my fingers are dripping with myrrh. Patachti ani lidodi. So I open the door for my beloved. Vidodi chamak avar. But my beloved has hidden. And he has gone. He was waiting and waiting and knocking and knocking and calling and calling. And finally my beloved said, you don't want me to come in? So I won't come in. Nafshi yatsa bidabro. My soul went out when he spoke. He was calling from the door. Open up. Pishchili, rayasi, tamasi, onasi. Open the door. Bikashtihu. And I'm searching for him, but I'm too late. He left. And we wander from land to land and place to place and country to country and exile to exile. V'lo matzitu, I can't find him. Karasiv, I call out, where are you? How could you leave us in Golos? Why is this happening? And God says, I came. I was knocking. You were too tired to get up. You said, Eichecha atanfim, how should I get my feet dirty? Eichecha al bashem, how should I put on my robe again? I was there, I was right there. You want to know how this happened? V'lo anani. But God did not answer me. Hester panim is one of the worst conditions of Galus. This week's parsha, Dvarim, Moshe says, Lo shama Hashem b'kochem, v'lo he'ezid nochem. Rav Salvechik says, this is the condition of Hester Panim and Galus. We call out to God after our sins, but God does not hear. He does not turn an ear. He is not attentive. And now she's looking and she says, where are you? Where am I? I was there. Where were you? So she starts going through the streets and she's looking for her beloved. Matzani hashomrim hasovvim be'ir. The watchmen who patrol the city at night, they found me. Hikuni, they hit me. Remember, it's not the streets of the palace, of the royal imperial palace. She's wandering the streets of the common folk. She's not wandering. Har Tzion. She's not being Ola L'Ragal. She's not in God's palace. She's wandering from land to land and place to place. Hikuni, and in this place, when the night watchmen find me, they hit me. Pitsauni, they wounded me. Petsa, they make a wound. Is that not what happens to us in Galus? Over and over. She began by partying with her friends. It's so wonderful. And she's just too tired to open up the door for God. And when her insides finally stir, and she wants to let him in, he's gone. And we say, how did it happen that we're here in Golis? Where are you? And God says, I was there, but I left. You didn't want me. How long do you expect me to wait for you to let me in? So we start wandering the streets of the places we live. Hikuni, they hit us. Pitsauni, they wound us because our beloved is not walking with us to protect us. And we're not in the imperial court. We're in the street of the common folk, a maiden, vulnerable, all by herself. Ein am levadad yishkan, uvagoyim lo yitchashav. That's right, uvagoyim lo yitchashav. There's no one to protect us. Kol ra'eha bagduba, hayula la'oivim. All those people we thought were our friends have committed trespass and treason against us. They become our enemies. So the night watchmen hit me, and they strike me, and they injure me. Nasu et redidi me alai, shomrei hachomot. They steal my jewelry from upon me. Is it really so good in Galus? When the night watchmen who patrol the streets where we live find us, they abuse us, they hit us, they attack us. They stole my jewelry. Those who guard the towers, those who guard the walls. Hishbi'ati etchem binot Yerushalayim. I adjure you. Adjure means to urge a request for someone, to urgently or earnestly do something. Maybe you knew that. I looked it up when I was preparing Shia. Adjure, I'm going to repeat it, means to urge or request for someone to urgently or earnestly do something. Hishbi'ati etchem binot Yerushalayim. I urge you, I adjure you. I urge you earnestly to do something. What is she urging? And notice now who she's talking to, the daughters of Jerusalem. Because we understand when we're drinking and we're in the garden and there's wine and there's milk and there's perfumes. So it's so good with my friends. I get into bed. I don't want to let God in. But what happens in Galus? God knocks. We don't hear him. Then we start roaming the streets and they start attacking us. And then we realize where we really belong. And we call out metaphorically to the daughters of Jerusalem. And what do we say to Yerushalayim? Herself, she sits in mourning. Lo aleichem kol elvrei derech. Re'u et machuvi miyesh machov. K'machoveichem. Look, all who pass by. What has befallen me, it's from Megillas Eicha, should not befall you. Hishbati eschem benos Yerushalayim. And now the maiden says, please, from Shvu'ah, I adjure, I make you take an oath, the daughters of Jerusalem. Im timtzu'u et dodi, maybe by chance you will find my beloved. Maybe here in Jerusalem you will find God. Ma tagidu lo, what will you tell him? Shecholat ahava ani. If you find my God, please tell him. I realized I made a mistake. I was wrong. I should have got off the bed. It's not so good here. The siyumim in the 90s aren't so good. I'm not talking about if it's your first degree relative and mamish they steig and it's a true simcha. You don't even know them. You got an email. I got an email this week. We can't give tzedakah without eating meat during the 90s. It's not so good here. But when we finally realize it's too late, God left. You don't want me. And then we get up, and we look for him, and we open the door, and we finally put on our robe, and we finally get our feet dirty, and he's not there. And as we wander the streets of Galus, they attack us, they hit us, they wound us, they steal our possessions. And then we realize, Kol ro'eha, all her friends, Bagduba, Hayula lo'ovim, those people we thought were our friends, are our enemies. So we go to Yerushalayim and we say, maybe you, perchance, know where my beloved lays. And if you find him, and should he come this way, please tell him. You know what you should tell him? Shecholos ahava ani. I really need him. I made a mistake. I'm madly in love with him. I miss him. I'm lovesick for God. So Jerusalem says, last pasuk, on page 1 for the people here in person. There's no more on the beam I see, so if you don't have one, go sit next to someone who does, please. Or you could just listen, but if you want to see the psukim inside. Last pasuk on page one for the people in person. What is your beloved so special more than all other beloveds, O fairest of women? Why are you so lovesick? What's so different with your beloved than all the other beloveds? What's so different about your God? What's so different about your relationship? What's so different about your land than any other power, any other God of others? What's so different? What is your beloved more than any other beloved that you have made us take an oath to tell him you are lovesick? What's the difference? And she says, my beloved is so special. My beloved's not like any other beloved. My beloved is white and ruddy. She describes in very physical terms how beautiful her beloved is in love terms. But keep again in mind, this is all a parable. She describes the beauty of her beloved, the physical strength of her beloved, the appearance of her beloved. But Knesset Yisrael is really describing how our beloved, capital B, the Ribono Shalom, is so different. You can't compare it to any other beloved of other people. My beloved is white and ruddy, surrounded by myriads. My beloved has a whole host that accompanies him, kaviyacha, wherever he goes. Rosho kesem paz. Paz is a word for gold. His head is as the finest gold. Kivutso sav talim. His locks are curled. Shechoros ke'orev. They are black as a raven. Again, it's physical terms, but what she's describing is how beautiful her beloved is. What Knesset Yisrael is describing is that our God compares to no other God. As good as we think it is here, we come to realize that it's not. Einav kayonim al afike mayim. It's very beautiful. It's very poetic. The eyes of my beloved are like doves by the streams of water. Rochatzot b'chalav yoshvar al milaot. Bathing in milk, fitly set. So my beloved is so wonderful. My beloved is so beautiful. This is what she's telling Yerushalayim. Why do you need me to find your beloved? I thought you're happy there. In England, in Poland, in France, in Germany, in America, in Canada. I thought you were so happy. All of a sudden you want your beloved? What's so different with your beloved? L'chayav ka'arugot habosem. Arugos habosem. His jaws are like a garden of spice. Migdolos merkachim. Growths. Migdolos, growths, merkachim. Rokech. Aromatic plants. Sifosav shoshanim, his lips are like roses. Notfo mar avor, dripping with flowing myrrh. She continues to describe how powerful her beloved is, how powerful our God is, the Kal Hagadol Hagibar Vanora. Yadav gilile zahav, mumilaim b'tarshish. His hands are like wheels of gold, set with tarshish. Me av oshes shein. His abdomen, his insides, are like a block of ivory, mu'u'ala sapirim, overlaid with sapphire. Shokav amudei sheish, his legs are like pillars of marble, mi'usadim al-atnei paz, founded upon sockets of fine gold. So it's all very reminiscent and evocative of being in Beis HaMikdash. That someone's nodding yes, so maybe that came to your mind already. The materials used in the construction of the Beis HaMikdash, the sockets that held up the beams that were covered in gold of the Beis HaMikdash. What do you mean how my beloved is different? My beloved is totally different. Mar'ehu kalvonan. Kalvonan is a direct reference to the Beis HaMikdash. In next week's parsha, this week is Devarim. In next week's parsha, Parshas Vaschanan, Moshe Davids begins Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chav Gimel, and then Pasuk Chav Hey. Moshe requests to go into Eretz Yisrael, Chav Gimel, Chav Dal, Chav Hey. First he praises God, then he asks to go into Eretz Yisrael. And what does he ask to see? Vaschanan, E'ebrana, V'era, Esa, Eretz HaTov Azeh, V'Hahar HaTov, V'Halavonan. And Rashmi says, V'Hahar HaTov, and the Levonin is the Beis HaMikdash. Why is the Levonin the Beis HaMikdash? Because it is Malbin, it whitens the sins of Israel. So the Levonin, besides for being the Lebanon, is a term used to describe the Beis HaMikdash. See Rashi and V'Aschanan. because it whitens the sins of the Bnei Yisrael. So here she, the beloved, is describing the construction, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, which we want Be'ezrat Hashem to be rebuilt again. And she talks about the marble and the sockets of gold, Mar'ehu Kalavonan, the appearance of the Lavona and the Beis HaMikdash whitens our sins. Bachur Ka'arazim, we know that Erez, the cedars, were used in the construction of the Beis HaMikdash, chosen as cedars. And finally, the last pasuk, Chiko Mamsakim, the Kulo Machmadi, Matok, from the word Matok, and Nachmad. His palate is sweet. It is entirely Nachmad, entirely desirable. Zedodi, you ask me who my beloved is. This is my beloved. Vizerei, and this is my friend. Benos Yerushalayim, the daughters of Jerusalem. What a powerful, tragic, evocative perek that so beautifully describes and so sadly describes what has happened to us in Galus. We have become asleep. I'm now going to quote, I told you I'm going to quote a very powerful piece from the Rav. I'm quoting from Fate and Destiny. What is fate and destiny in Hebrew? Kol do dido fake. The famous address of the Rav in 1956. If you have not learned through this, you should. Very quickly. Response to the establishment of the, well, it's a response to the Holocaust and the subsequent establishment of the State of Israel. So in English, it's called Fate and Destiny. It's very short. You should learn through it. Says Rav Soloveitchik, and I'm quoting a small excerpt from a lengthy address. What is the gist of the Song of Songs, if not the description of the tragic and paradoxical delay of the Shulami maiden, drunk with love, overwhelmed with yearning, and then a favorable moment? A favorable moment, replete with awe and majesty, beckoned to her. She's drunk. But then there's a favorable moment. Remember, this whole piece of the Rav is called Kodo Dido Fik. What is Pasuk Beis of Parakeh? Pasuk Beis, yeah, I'm sleeping, but my heart is awake. The voice of my beloved knocks. There is a favorable moment, replete with awe and majesty. And it beckons to her. What is the gist of the Song of Songs, if not the tragic and paradoxical delay when she misses that great and exalted moment, that great and exalted opportunity, the momentous opportunity? She dreams about it. She fights for it. She passionately seeks it out. And when it comes, she misses the opportunity. The tender and delicate Shulami maiden, impelled by longing for her bright-eyed beloved. We saw the terms that she uses to describe how different her beloved is than all other beloveds. She roams during the sun-drenched days through the bypaths of vineyards. The maiden is roaming. She's searching over the crests of mountains. It might just be, he might just be coming now. She looks through the fields and the gardens during the pale, magical, moonlit nights. She searches during pitch black nights. Sometimes Galus seems moonlit, and sometimes it seems pitch black. And the maiden searches for her beloved between the walls, Bein HaMitzarim. She is searching for her beloved. And finally, one cold and rainy night, she returns to her tent. Remember, the beloved says, open the door, my locks are dripping, my head is full of dew. It's a cold and rainy night. She returns to her tent. She's tired and worn out. She falls fast asleep. Suddenly, the silence of the tent, she can hear quick and fast footsteps. And on that strange and mysterious night, says the Rav, suddenly, the beloved emerges from out of the dark. And he knocks on the door of his darling, the same one who is intensely yearning for him, the same beloved who is intensely awaiting him on that cold, dark night of exile when she's tired and she gets into bed and his head is dripping with dew and rain. He knocks on her door. He pleads with her to open the door of her tent. It is the voice, it is the voice of my beloved that knocketh. Open to me, my sister, my darling, my dove, my pure one. My head is filled with dew, my locks with the drop of night. We saw that pasuk. The great moment she has longed forward to with such impatience materializes unexpectedly. We wait and we wait and we wait and we wait and we say, Ani Mamin. When I was coming in, I saw one of the very hardworking young Israel Vladimir employees bringing in the crates of the kinnas. You know, in the olden days, they didn't used to keep the kinnas. They would put them into Shemus the Gniza after Tisha B'Av, because they said there would be no Tisha B'Av next year. We wait and we wait and we wait in Galus, and we become so tired of waiting that when God finally comes, we say, Pashatati et kuntanti. I took off my coat. Eichecha al-bashana. How could I get dressed again? Rachatzti et raglai. I already washed my feet, God. Eichecha atanfeim. Should I really wake up and get my feet dirty for you? But the Shulamite maiden waits and waits from exile to exile, from garden to garden, from hill to hill. And on that cold and rainy night, when her beloved finally knocks on the door, she is tired. Her elusive, self-concealing beloved, who is tired of wandering, tired of hardships, appears with curly hair, with black eyes, with a powerful build, with a radiant countenance. He stands by the door. He stretches out his hand through the hole of the latch. We went through the whole parak. He sought refuge in the damp of the night. I'm in the rain. Who else is in Galus? Not only are we in Galus, God is in Galus. Shchinta begalusa. It's an Aramaic Kabbalistic term to describe the consequence of Galus. You're not the only one in Galus. God is also in Galus. Shchinta begalusa, it's Aramaic. So very often Aramaic has an aleph. If you take off the two alephs, it's shchinta begalus. It's very easy. Shchinta begalusa. He's also in Galus. Says, let me in, we'll be redeemed together. I seek refuge, says our beloved, from the damp of the night. I wish to tell you, the beloved says, about my powerful love, about my desires to be with you. I yearn to be with you. I wish to tell you about a life of companionship, the beloved is saying at the door to the maiden, filled with delight and with joy, about realization of attainment of our dual aspirations and hopes. Let me in, says God. I want to be with you just like you want to be with me. Let's go back to Geula together. Only the slightest movement, says the Rav, of stretching out her hand and turning the latch stood between her and her beloved, between the great dream and its complete fulfillment. With a single leap, the Shulami maiden could have obtained her heart's longing. He quotes a pasuk from the beginning of Shir HaShirim. Draw me, we will run after thee. We will be glad and we will rejoice. With one turn of a hand, with one leap, the realization of her dreams could have been fulfilled. But the heart is deceitful, and who can discern it? Precisely on that very night when her beloved comes knocking, a strange and stubborn indolence overcame her. How many times in the 1,950 years since the Churban Bayis Sheni in 70 CE have we been too tired, too comfortable to open the door for God? How many times have we said, Pashatati et kuntanti, I just took off my cloak. Eichecha al-bashani, you expect me to get dressed for you? For a brief moment, the fire of longing that burns within the maiden is dimmed. It's dimmed. The fierce passion within her, it ebbs. Her emotions are stilled. Her dreams are extinguished. We were just too tired, too complacent. I will take you out from under the burden of Egypt. First of the Arba Lashonos of Geula, Parshas Va'era, Perek Vav, in the beginning. So I heard this in two places. I heard Rabbi Shai Schechter say it in the name of Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg. I don't remember the second Maggid Shir who I heard say it. When I heard it the second time, I said, oh, I heard this already. Not in a bad way, just like in a chizuk way. I knew I was familiar with it already. I don't remember the second Maggid Shir who I heard say it. Oh, I do remember. It's brought down on the Rabbi Pesach Kron Haggadah Shel Pesach. Sivlos also means complacency, a lackadaisical attitude. When I become so lackadaisical and complacent and gallus, that's when Hashem says, I must take you out or you will be lost forever. When you become too tired to even open the door, God wonders, will we ever let him in? We're just too used to it here. We're too complacent. The maiden refused to descend from her bed. She did not open the door of her tent to her handsome beloved. A cruel madness swept into her abyss of oblivion and indifference. Is it really so much better in Jerusalem than here? I'm not sure. Is it really so much better to be with God than gods of others? I don't know, says Knesset Yisrael. The maiden proved stubborn and lazy, and she rains down a multitude of excuses and rationalizations for her peculiar behavior. I have put off my coat. How shall I put it on? I have washed my feet. How shall I soil them? The beloved knocked again and again. And the more insistent his knocks, the louder they grew, the more her icy, defiling madness increased in intensity. God is knocking urgently. And the harder he knocks, the faster we sleep. As the whispered entreaties of her beloved pierced the silence of the night, the heart of his darling became harder and harder till it became like a stone. The beloved continued to knock. Patiently he pleads. Together with his knocks, the clock sounds the hours and the minutes. The maiden paid no heed to the voice of her beloved. The door to her tent remains tightly shut. The moment has been lost. The vision of an exalted life restored has faded away. It is true that after a brief delay, the maiden awoke from her slumber. She is confused. She is startled. She leaps from her bed to welcome her beloved. I rose to open the door to my beloved. But she arose too late. The knocking had stopped and vanished into the darkness of night. Once again, my beloved has turned away and gone. Her life's joy was fled. Her existence, what is our existence in Galus? A desolate wilderness, an empty wasteland. The saga of her passionate quest begins anew. And concludes the Rav, not this essay, which you should learn, but this piece. She is still wandering amid the shepherd's tents. She is still searching for her beloved. So when we mourn this Tisha B'Av, we're going to finish with the Medrash, but when we mourn this Tisha B'Av, we should reflect on the Mashal and Nimshal of Shir Hashirim, according to Rashi. the words of the Holy Scriptures, Tanakh, this parak, this unbelievable parak that we have just learned, of Kmashal and Nimshal, on the commentary of Rav Soloveitchik and his piece, which is called Dodi Dofik. How many times has God knocked on our door? And yes, we wait and we wait, but when he knocks, we might just not open the door because we're just too tired. And the words we use are Eichecha Abashem, Eichecha Atanfim. So the Ribbono Shel Olam says, you can't let me in. You're too tired. You say, how can I open the door? How can I become soiled on my feet to get up from my bed? So Yerushalayim will also say Eicha. Yerushalayim will say, how is it possible that the city that was filled with multitudes sits in solitude? It's possible because we're sleeping. And so God leaves our door. And he leaves us to wander the streets where they attack us and hurt us and steal our jewels. And they mock us and they say, what is so different about your beloved than all other beloveds? And the maiden says, Chiku, chiko mamsakim. His palate is so sweet, it's so matok. V'kulo machmadim. He is entirely nechmad. I made a mistake. I don't belong here. Shall you find my beloved, O daughters of Jerusalem? Tell him, Cholat Ahava Ani. Zedodi, Vizerei, Benos Yerushalayim. Let us not come to the realization that the Ribbono Shel Olam knocks once it's too late. Let's just finish with this Medrash, please. Going back to the screen share. Yeah, am I in the right screen share? Yeah? Okay. Shir HaShirim Rabba, Parsha Hey, Siman Beis. Ani Yashena. Shir HaShirim Rabba is commenting on, if you want to just look at Pasuk Beis on page 1. Ani Yashena V'libi Er. I am asleep, but my heart is awake. The voice of my beloved knocketh. Open up for me, my sister, my beloved, my dove, my pure one. I'm standing in the rain. My head is full of dew. My locks are full with the drippings of night. Let's look at this beautiful Medrash. For those in person, it's the bottom of page 2. Medrash Shir HaShirim Rabba, Parsha Hei Siman Beis. Ani Yishena. Amra Knesset Yisrael Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Knesset Yisrael says to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, please understand how hard it is in Galus. Ani Yishena Min HaMitzvos. I'm just so tired. Sometimes it's so hard to do the mitzvos. I'm sleeping. However, v'libi er l'gmidus chasad, my heart, the heart of the Jew, never goes to sleep. Internally, I always want a life of gmidus chasad. Ani yishena min hatzdakos. I'm sleeping. I'm giving tzedakah. Another envelope, another email, another organization. How much? But the truth of the reality is, God, my heart is awake. I really want to give tzedakah deep inside. The Jewish spark is always there, as dark as Galus is. And yishena min ha-karbanos, we're sleeping, and the karbanos have been taken away from us. But there's something else, and my heart is really awake to connect to you deep inside. I want to say the Kriya Shema. Deep inside, I want to daven. And yishena mi-beis ha-mikdash, I'm sleeping. And so the temple has been taken from us. Nevertheless, we stay in Galus, v'libi er lebate knisios ubate midrashos. Even in Galus, the heart and the spark, the flame of the Jew is awake for base knesses and base medrash. Ani yishena min haketz. Sometimes it's so hard, we're not even sure if the geula will come. I'm sleeping from ever thinking that the end will finally arise. I mean, how long, God? And I fall asleep, and I think it's never going to come, but inside, ani mamin, v'libi er l'ge'ula. My heart is awake for redemption. Ani yishena min ha'ge'ula. Alternatively, I'm even sleeping from ge'ula. It's so long that we're in exile. It's so hard. It's so dark. I'm sleeping from ge'ula. However, libo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, er l'ga'aleini. The heart of our beloved will never give up, even if we turn him away from the door, even if he'll meet us in the next exile, chas v'shalom, even if the redemption has not yet come. The heart of God, kaviyachol, is always awake to redeem us, to bring us back to him, to ensure the geula will come for the Shechina begalusa and Knesset Yisrael begalus. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Eichan matzinu shenikra kadosh baruch hu liban shel Yisrael. Where have we found that God is the heart of Israel? Because this last pshat is that Hashem is our heart. We're sleeping, but Hashem, our heart, is awake. Even when we fall into a comatose slumber, God is awake to bring the geula. Where do we learn it from? From the Pasuk in Tehillim. Tzur levavi, Hashem is the rock of my heart. Vechelki and my portion. Elokim lo, I'm the Shira Shemos. It was a mistake. For the second class word of Shemos, be very careful. If you're keeping it, call a kavod. If not, there's a Shemos box outside the office. Hashem is the rock of my heart and my portion forever. I'm not sure how to conclude. I think the teachings speak for themselves. Azor Hashem, we should marry the Geula Asida. We should open the door. We should be reunited with our beloved. Chiku Bamsakim, Vikulo Mahmadim, Zedodi, Vizerei, Vinos, Yerushalayim. I wish you a wonderful Shabbos. And if you would like to join me, 1:30 on Tisha B'Av afternoon. It's my annual Young of Israel and Mir Tisha B'Av Shir Besoros Tovos to all. Thank you, everyone on Zoom. Thank you, everyone in person. Have a wonderful Shabbos.